Switchboard operator, your daily freedom. Using the 18-level ladder of consciousness with powerful intention. As you practice recognizing emotions as they arise in you, just like a musician practices musical scales and an artist does practice how to mix paint, you can begin to use this awareness in an empowering, life-improving, transformational way. For the 18 levels is alchemy, my friend, turning your lead into gold. Turning your lead into gold. You are no longer at the whim of whatever emotion arises within you. Now you can determine what you feel and when. Why is this so valuable? Because whatever you are feeling, emotionally more so than physically, it is a direct reflection of what you are thinking. And what you are thinking is immediately obeyed by your physiological state. It is perfectly mirrored. When you are thinking thoughts of lack, you plummet fast down into fear. Your body, it tightens, constricting your very life force. Consequently, you have substantially reduced energy available to relieve your situation. This is no state to call your fate. When, on the other hand, you are able to recognize that you have plummeted down into fear, and you know firsthand the level of consciousness, of course, you can intentionally shift yourself up to another more energizing state, one eons far more enjoyable than what you are in. This, in turn, immediately shifts your thoughts to better feeling ones, and this is likewise simultaneously reflected in your physical well-being. Your breathing, it becomes easier and more fluid, yes, less costly. Your body becomes alkaline, resilient, and strong. Disease, it cannot take root in this. And so health, it is yours again. Your outlook, it too becomes optimistic and full of hope, for you are becoming willing, my friend, to take a leap of faith. And this eagerness, it translates as excitement about life. Why were we not taught this in kindergarten? This is such an essential ingredient in the guidebook of how to successfully be a human being. I will outline now very simply how to apply this wealth of wisdom here that you have been discovering as you reacquaint yourself with the 18-level ladder of consciousness. Here is to your glorious freedom and to all that you may create with it. As this is such a singularly powerful transformative tool, I recommend that you print out several copies of these 6 steps and place the script in numerous places where you can easily access them. Then the next time that you notice yourself spiraling downwards, you can easily, swiftly remember how to rapidly spiral up, just like I do, my friends. Step 1, become self-aware. Notice how you are feeling. Do you feel good? Are you inspired? If you are already feeling energized and positive in your outlook, great. You may wish to now improve it. And if you're feeling crappy, you will definitely want to move up to step 2. Step 2, ask yourself, where am I right now on the 18-level ladder of consciousness? A feeling state will immediately enter into your awareness. One of the descriptor words from the 18-level ladder of consciousness, it will pop into your head. If you are looking at your handwritten list of the descriptor words, one of these might just jump out and magnify itself to you. This, it is quite common. And once you have identified this, please begin step 3. Step 3, ask yourself, where do I want to be on this 18-level ladder of consciousness? How do I want to feel? Like the question in step 2, this is a self-reflective question, meaning that you direct it beneath the brow into your embodied deeper wisdom. Do your best to not think. Like magic, one of the descriptive words from the 18-level ladder, it will immediately come into your pure awareness. This, it is your deeper wisdom. It is your soul. Identifying to you, my friend, where it is that you can be now. Yes, where it is that you can be now. Step 4. Plug yourself into this new emotional level, just like a switchboard operator would. Unplug yourself from the lower level of circuitry and simply, easily, quietly, no need for drama, plug yourself into your most desired level. If you happen to have seen the actress Lily Tomlin playing the switchboard operator in the 1970s television comedy Laugh-In, you will have a vivid image of how to do this. If not, simply imagine yourself sitting in front of an old-fashioned telephone operator switchboard. Research antique versions, if you wish, to be precise. You are disconnecting your free will center, your solar plexus, from the former angst-based level, that one chosen by your naive ego. And instead, you are now intentionally plugging it, your own free will, into your highest possible level. Step 5. If you are not immediately able to unplug yourself directly into this new emotional level, refrain from any self-scorning temptation to judge yourself. Many people do need this 5th step, and it is vital that you allow it and encourage it openly. Even the most adept of people, yes, including even me, occasionally need this final step. So step 5 is this. Ask yourself, where can I be now on the 18-level ladder of consciousness? Plug yourself in there. Be there. For a few moments, allow yourself to acclimatize at this new level for a while, until you become familiar with and comfortable with this intermediary emotional state. And then ask yourself this self-reflective question, where can I be now on this 18-level ladder of my consciousness? Repeat this step until you arrive completely at the level that you identified in step 3. Enjoy your newfound happiness. Enjoy your newfound freedom. Step 6. Practice this often. The more frequently you notice that you are in the process, or you have already slipped into a lower downward spiraling state, and you course correct, my friend, unplugging yourself from the lower gate and plugging yourself up into the highest level that your soul identifies to you within step 3, the more you will live in the lightness, ease, and delightfulness of these highest realms. The more you will live actively and intentionally, removing yourself from suffering. This is why I came. This is why I'm here now again, to show you the path, the way, to leave all haste behind, to leave all waste behind, to leave all suffering in its deathbed, to bring with you to home all light, which is all that you are and all that you ever, ever, ever have been. For you are just like me. I am passing to you a golden key. Take it, please. Try it, please. Play with it, please. Discover what it offers you. With practice, you will soon be able to shift yourself to higher states of joyous ecstasy. You will, like me, experience within an instant, a mere blink, drug-free, exquisite ecstasy. You will find, just like I have, friend, that you are able to lift yourself out of all suffering and into the ease that so few people know and can describe. It is like a miracle you are feeling, thinking, and sensing in your biology. For all this will shift into the state that you direct them to. For you are the master of your state, always, my friend. You are the master, just like me.